We had the fireworks. The fireworks of July 4th, 1997. I'm the announcer for the fireworks. Then I'm also worked with the Worthington Parks and the Recreation Department. That was the year that the high school stadium was under construction. That meant that all the home stands were torn up. So therefore, just the that the infield was used for the seating, and the visitor bleachers were the main bleachers. Worthington the police department, because the fireworks are so close, said that no one can sit in the visitors' bleachers. So we had all the speakers over there aimed due east across the field, over towards the high school, because that's where everybody sits and listens. So I took all my 8-ohm speakers, plugged them into this school board's 70-volt system. That means you got 600 horsepower of sound going into a little itty-bitty speaker. So it's either going to blow or do fine. So during the fire, prior to the fireworks, we made all the announcements about the concessions are open and how much fun it is. And the city manager was working in the concessions that night. And I had the privilege of having a walkie-talkie that I could talk to the police department, the service department, basically everybody, because I was in control of the sound. So city manager said, why don't we do something special this year and have music played during the fireworks, just like the big boys of Red, White, and Boom. So I had this CD all ready to go and the tapes, and as the fireworks started, we were basically 100 yards from ground zero. That means we... Once I started the music, I laid on the grass and looked up and saw the fireworks above me. And one big giant firework failed to explode high enough. And it came down lower and lower, and of course it's so dark you can't see it. And so it got about treetop high, and a great big white flash, and a big boom goes off. And the boom overcharges the sound system, blows all four speakers. You just hear them go pop. And then there was dead silence. And for some reason also, the fireworks stopped there for about 5 seconds also. So the sound's dead. First you had this big boom, crackle, dead sound, and no music. And then the fireworks started again. So the city manager over the PA system goes, Jeff, are you all right? Thinking of that big blast has wiped us out. We were thinking, at first I gave a nice straight answer. No, everything's fine. I think all the bleachers are gone. The speakers are blown up, and I turned off the walkie-talkie. And I thought, gee, I could have said all kinds of wild stuff about, well, my arm's blown over there, my foot's over here. It's okay. I think we can glue that one back together. But thank God I didn't do that. But I just kept it straight. And that was July 4th, 1997.